So in answer, we are going to start the discussion. So there are venerables and few yogis are here. So today actually we have to discuss the 8th sutta in the, actually that is the 18th, no? 18th sutta in the Sanyutta Nikaya. The name was given as Hiri Sutta. And I'll read the Pali verses and then I'll invite Venerable Dhammosatta to read the English translation and Venerable Dhammalankar to read the Sinhala translation. Then Bhante can give an explanation. So, the Hiri Sutta starts like this. So, Buddha was residing at Savatthi and one deity approached him and makes a statement like this. Hirini sedho puriso kochi lokasming vijjati. Yo nindang appabodhati asso bhadro kasamivati. I'll repeat it again. Hirini sedho puriso kochi lokasming vijjati. Yo nindang appabodhati asso bhadro kasamivati. So then Buddha give the answer like this. Hirini sedho tanuya ye charanti sada sata antang dukkhas pappuya charanti visame samanti. I'll repeat it again. Hirini sedho tanuya ye charanti sada sata antang dukkhas pappuya charanti visame samanti. So I invite Venerable Dhammosatta to read the English translation.
Avasai Swamin Ohanse. The English translation by Bhikkhu Bodhi goes like this. Is there a person somewhere in the world who is restrained by a sense of shame? One who draws back from blame as a good horse does from the whip? And the Buddha replies, few are those restrained by a sense of shame who fare always mindful. Few, having reached the end of suffering, fare evenly amidst the uneven.
I invite Venerable Dhammalankara to recite the Sinhala translation.
Avasarai Swami Dasa, Hiri Sutraya, Savat Nura, Devi, Ajani Ashwaya, Kase Valakannak Men, Yamek Ninda Valakada, Lajjavin Pau Valakana, Ebadu Kisiyam Purushek, Loved, Bhagavathu, ලජ්ජාවෙන් පව් වැළැක්වූ යම් කෙනෙක් හැමකල්හි සිහි ඇතිව හැසිරෙද්ද දුකෙහි කෙළවරට පැමිණ විෂම ලෝකයෙහි සමව හැසිරෙද්ද ඔහු ස්වල්ප දිනෙකි.
This is about the moral fear and the moral shame. Otappa means fear. Hiri otappa, moral shame and moral fear. This is about the hiri. This is called governing principles of the world. If someone is have no hiri otappa, that means he is making so much trouble in and out. So therefore, the well-trained horse, it is not giving any chances for the weak to punish, because it is doing what the master wishes. And therefore, it is no need of a whip. Only the reins can do it. So likewise, the people, those who are well-trained in the sense knowing the moral, social norms, they are the people make no trouble to others as well as no trouble to oneself. So this is appear like boring. Life is very bored. No interaction, no fighting, no appreciation, no praising. Just flow, just like the river, close and closer to the sea, just flow. There's no waterfalls. There are no rocks. There's no great slopes. Just merging. So therefore, life without hiri otappa, it is senseless. So therefore, people can do it, but they are not doing it because they like dramatic things. They wanted to have eventful things. So therefore, they are always knowingly or unknowingly breaking hiri. And Kalupahana is one of the person, he has written the Buddhist philosophy. And he says, as far as the vijnana is fed by, supported by sankhara, never our mind can be 100% hiri, because sankhara is the what your likings and dislikings. That is the what feeding the vijnana. Vijnana knows the world, but your colored world with the sankhara. Such a world cannot be restrained by hiriyotappa. For example, when you are in a sleep, all the hiriyotappa lost. So there, mind can release, mind can send kites. And therefore, Western psychology, in the specifically with the Carl Jung, he led the people to express their dreams and try to give some interpretations. And he says interpretations are universal. No West and East, no good and bad, universal, because it's a symbolic. So therefore, hiriyotappa is the first and foremost cause for the tension and frustration. So whenever you are living in a moral world or plural world, you are always with tension. But when you are living alone, no hiri, no otappa, because when you are dealing with trees and the animals, there is nothing shameful. But we don't like it. Samaniyani panapanta senasanani nate kama gaveshino. The forests are very beautiful. But people seeking sensuous pleasure and sexual pleasure, they don't like forests. They want to have the capital cities and supermarkets, because they are promoted. And these are the places where are completely lost their moral, and that is why they need so much of police. That's why people need so much of beds in the asylums. And that's why policymakers are always asking people to be moral, but they bloody fellows are not moral. So therefore, young children and the mad people, they understand the world is run by mad fellows. But the Buddha gave a universal answer. As far as you are in Sila Siksha, Samadhi Siksha, Hiri is important. But whenever you come to Prajna Siksha or in the Vipassana, Hiri and Otappa become a joke. It's become a Montessori. Because you are not dealing with the transgressional kind of defilements or obsessional, your main aim is underlying tendencies. So you should not have any discrimination. You should not have any good or bad preconceived ideas about the underlying tendencies. Asyanuse, then they will not come up. The psychological wounds will never get surfaced. So therefore, you have to keep the stage free, them to come and them to catharsis, them to rot, go out. And mostly you see bad things. So therefore, people have no guts, people have no personality to look into one's own backlog. And if you have moral consideration, at that time you are suppressing it. That's why you cannot have any liberation in the community. You have to be here now, I am. And they are also, at the beginning, you must be morally responsible in sila. That is the morality we call. And it may or may not be in the group or individual. But then Samadhi Sikha also you can do in a group, no problem. Because you have that moral restraint. But when you become Vipassana, even if you are in a group, you consider your individuality. You are a individual, or you don't see the difference between whether in a group or whether it's in a individual base or echo. So that is the point. The religion and the Buddha's teaching differs. First time when I heard it, I was so upset. And I found very profound thing. And where Bogota Premaratna, one of the very good scholars and speakers, he told in Janapriya Buddha Agama, that means this Buddhism as the teaching as a Buddhism, never see the truth. When you learn the Buddhist teaching, you see the religion is as a joke. It is just to satisfy the common people, moral people. but not they can't go, they can't see the truth because they have preconceived ideas. So therefore, how much you must have hiri and where to drop it is just like a pole vault. Up to the peak, you have to make use the pole. But at the top crest, you have to throw the pole and get the jettisoning and then vault around the bar. And there are some other classic examples also. So therefore, hiri or tapa is there to consider contextually. Not always yes, not always no. Understanding that is like understanding the four gears in the car. When to put into the lower gear, when to put into the higher gear is so swift. The present day in the automatic cars, it is not maybe relevant. But when we were in the young, the gearbox was completely different story. So likewise, you have to understand when to drop the hiri or tappa and to be self-critical, or when to reimpose hiri or tappa when you are living in the society. There you should understand never you can achieve Nibbana. So that is what I thought of sharing. So we can discuss with the help of others. Ideas and views.
Thiruvan Saranai Swami Nansi, this is Dhammosada. Much appreciation for your exposition, which is not, I find that it's not just surface level, it's deep and profound in the sense that you just don't speak of shame as, having shame for doing. For trying to maintain your ethics, such as not stealing or not killing. What you described was, you said, as long as there is sankhara, as long as there is the five aggregates, then there will always be a sense of shame. And I suppose that means that if we appreciate this shame, this hiri and ottapa, then we will not be there won't be any impulsion to continue to cling on to the five aggregates, and as a result of that there won't be further becoming. So I think that is a deep aspect of hiri, not just trying to maintain our ethics, trying to reach the ultimate goal altogether, which is the cessation of all suffering. Yeah, those are my reflections on your exposition.
Yeah, very good parallel way of appreciation. And you are coming from different culture and different kind of upbringing. But still, we are talking about the same thing. And that is point we call philosophy. This we call philosophizing. So therefore, many people think this is regard for the hiri or tappa. Hiri or tappa is a tension. It's a frustration. It's imposed by the society in order to tame us. That is how the thoroughbred horse is given the reins and kind of thing, so that human being can use it. And Friedrich Nietzsche, he saw a person went into the club, putting the horse cart outside, and he's always fighting with the ants and gadflies and all the kind of thing, always in trouble. When the master is going to come, he do not know. So he saw when he's going to the club, the horse is at the fighting at the outdoor. And he finished his pub work. And on the way back, he found what a kind of a crime. Master has no senses. He's in the club. And he hugged the head of the horse. He told, I beg your pardon for the whole humanity. What we are doing to the animals is the worst thing can happen. So please forgive me. Please forgive me, he cried. Then, not that he was a mad person. His sister only recognized give the food and kind of thing. And otherwise, he was a very bright fellow. And when we are working with others, we consider other as a animal, මොන බීස්ට් ඔෆ් ඇනි ඩ්‍රාෆ්ට් මොකද හොඳ වචනයක් තියෙනවා මේ බරාදින සත්තු වගේ. We are using others as, we are exploiting others as mercilessly. It's a crime. It's a crime of humankind. It's not crime of me. But Nietzsche can't bear it up. He cracked. So that is how people are making use animals. That's how people are using, making use slaves. Because they are using the, Hiri is there, the reins, with that only controlling. But the controlling person appear like perfection. Appear like, I am perfect. That is how the teacher is appearing in front of the class. But children, they know. So therefore, they appear like a moral figure. Teacher appear like a moral figure. And teacher try to show, but they are killing morality of the children. That's why we call present education is a, present education is a hidden curriculum. And 200 years we have done it. And we have done enough, enough damage to the humanity. So we lost the ground. We are above, we are floating. And we can't ground back because we don't have hiriyotappa. So we are happy to go to the town. We are happy to go to the other countries. We are happy to go to the clubs and kind of thing. Losing the ground. So imagine the walking meditation. What a nice way of coming back to the earth. Back on earth. So this is a kind of a thing. It hurt me. It disturbed me a lot. Because I am not a moral person. I don't take responsibility. Therefore, I wish no monkhood. So ultimately, after considering so much, it happened to me to be a monk. But people expect, I am appreciating morality, I am appreciating the controlling others and try to set a role model. So I know it is not my character. I can't do it. Even if the people expect that kind of a thing, I am telling, sorry, I am a trainer. I am training myself, though I can't set a role model, but I'm appreciating it. So therefore, words are very cheating. Words are very crooked, the way it is happening. So we have to just tell them, don't believe me, what I am telling, this is what happens. So that is the way we have to understand this discussion, so that Osada's contribution is, it's a kind of a not getting involved, not getting, how do you call, committing, but we can appreciate how much the Buddha gave us the line, as far as you are doing sila samadhi, restraint, I mean, moral restraint and the concentration restraint, sila must be there, morality must be there. Hiriyotapa must be there. But beyond that, no teacher, no disciple, no good, no bad, no correct, no incorrect. So our mind getting completely upset. That is why we call, we get bewildered. We get disorganized. We get irritated. But we have pedantic. We have the utopia. This must be the perfection. So some people take the perfection side, they go mad. They become attakilamatan yoga. Other people go to the whatever it may be, I am be happy and if possible, I will be mindful, not otherwise not. They will go for kamasukalikan yoga. So you have to find the path accordingly, but there is no set path. It is a pathless land. So therefore, morality, moral shame and the moral fear called deva dhamma, or called sukha dhamma, or called loka palaka dhamma. They are the governing bodies of the world. Sukha dhamma. They are always showing to the brighter side, avoiding the black side. Deva dhamma, that is called deva dhamma jatakaya. They are the Buddha is explaining how the deva dhamma, hiriyotapa, So it is, in a Jataka story, you also can have a very nice story and how much we are bounded by the moral responsibilities. And when we become morally bounded, people exploit us. That's how the teachers try to be a Vinay teachers. Teachers try to set the moral role model. Judges are trying to show the moral role models. Police people and the government leaders. It's an utterly failure. Because there is so much of crazy, craving, and they wanted to show, I am the person looking from the this side, that side, I am going to give the balanced judgment. Never. But they are not mindful. So Pandita Sahaja used to say, you must have at least first jhana, I mean moral concentration, at least first jhana to listen to someone and to measure how to see it. But unlucky enough, present day judges and the lawyers never practice vipassana, never practice mindfulness. And if it is so, they can't balance, they can't justify their way of life. But they are coming, they are asking, we are also happy to have vipassana kind of thing. But they are working with the Roman Catholic law. They are working with the Roman Catholic judgment. And they are imposing the same thing to the Buddhists. For example, forest monks are never been recognized in Sri Lankan moral code or ethical code or in the constitution. And the aboriginals, they are the real owners. They also must have now permission from this bloody cold civilized people. And people, those who are working with the China cultivation, cut the forest and grow about 3-4 years, and then again let the forest to happen 15-16 years, again go for chain. It's bad. Now we are using so much of chemicals and we are importing because our traditional ways are killed. They consider as negative. This is a bloody fool world in the world. I tried to consider and discuss this with the forest constitution. They are so blindfolded. They say present day forest regulations are not enough, no relief. It must be more tighter. Tighten for what? Politicians are cutting thousands of acres. They are using timber and they are cutting the Amazon, 40% of the areas. And they say, we are developing. We are developing. So this is development we are teaching in the schools for the children. And bloody fools. They don't know when they cut the last tree, but to eat. You can't eat money. You can't eat money. Oh, that's such a global warming, such a pollution, and they can't stop it. And still, they are talking about the morality. That is not what the Buddha is talking. He says, mind your own business. Be mindful, mind your own business. When you are sitting, you are consuming less oxygen. That's why the breath becomes so slow. And when you are walking, things are happening automatically. So your walking is not a weight to the Mother Earth. It's just floating. And when you are eating and all the kind of thing, you are just smooth reaction. No much of interaction. So that is how you become a saint. Because you are consuming less. Or you are learning how to say enough. Present crazy world, they cut off that world from the dictionary. So therefore, we few people, if we try to understand it, we will get cornered. No harm. We will go to the minority. No harm. Because that our system, our natural system, no one can deny. That the Buddha set it. This moral code, and that is to save us from this bloody crazy, craving, mad world. So when I become a monk, when I go walking, people give me space. I feel so happy. People give the food before 12. I am happy. When I go, people say, don't shout, don't talk. I am happy. These are the moral code, but I am not suppressing them. I am not exploiting them. I say, no harm. This is what the Buddha says. some young girls and meditators wish to talk with me. Then I says, I can't. Buddha has not given any permission. They should have some money. No, no, Bhante, I have to tell private. No, 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 private. Nothing. Because it is something said by Buddha. I have no any fear. Oh, I have no any negative feeling for the young girls. But we have a distance. So therefore, had I known this one, I would have get ordained 8 years before. Within that 8 years only, I came to know that everything depends on your belief, not the world what we are telling, not the ethical things what you are telling. So when you go to the West, completely different ethics. When you go to Japan, different ethics. When you go to Jaffna, different ethics. When you go to upcountry, different ethics. Which one is correct? This is the correct one. Be fool, get. But the Buddha says, the Ajani Asya, that means Hattarobhya, force, avoid the weak, whip, by behaving in such a way, so his skin is intact. So we must understand, protect your skin. Any other view or any other contribution to the discussion?
Avasarai Swaminathan, I thought of making a little comment. Now, actually, I feel that with respect to the practice, so as we start practicing mindfulness and then we are supposed to connect or contribute more with the clear comprehension, Sati Sampajanya, and then basically it is mentioned that it will prepare a kind of a base for development of the Hiri and Ottappa. So that means moral shame and moral dread become have a very good foundation because of the Sati Sampajanya, mindfulness and clear comprehension. So that means one become more and more moral and one become naturally. It is not because that something is imposed or that someone is looking at you, but from yourself there is a kind of a inner tendency to correct yourself, to come into the correct track and be honest, and that kind of a very interesting type of path will be developed. And as you said, once one into the vipassana to some extent, then there may be a situation, as you beautifully mentioned, that now the latent tendencies have to come out. At that time, now if you are trying to suppress, if you are trying to strictly infuse any kind of a moral dread or moral shame, then we are not allowing those tendencies to come out, rather we are trying to suppress it. So that means moral shame and moral dread appear like at the beginning it is very kind of developing and slowly contributing towards the progress of our practice, and later we seem to have maintaining a fair amount of restraint coming through our moral ethics, sila, samadhi, etc. But once we are in the panya sikha, so there seems to be a certain amount of flexibility, understanding to allow things to happen, maybe maintaining a fair amount of comfortable ethical conduct, but still allowing the mind to come out, vrath, as you said, the term vrath, the existing tendencies, the low mean type of tendencies which are somewhat hidden in our mind, to come out and then to understand them and to allow them also to come out and be with it and accept it. So that kind of a situation is something that we have to work out, and so I like to emphasize that part, and I like to get some words from you, Swaminathan.
Luckily, and beautifully, you mentioned about that tendencies, directed dispositions, and this kind of thing, they must have a free chances to vrat and come out. But moral fear and moral shame are disturbing you. Just like the vitakka vichara, they are very helpful to get to the first jhana, but to go to the second jhana, you have to drop it. So that Buddhists can't difficult to do it. They say that they are something like ladders. They are something like walking stick. How can we drop before finishing the mountain? So this is the radical teaching of the Buddha. You must have takkavichara. But if you wish to have piety in the life, you have to drop with takkavichara. Just like moral shame and the moral fear, moral threat. and the Hiriyotapa is a must to have the Sila Sikkha, Samadhi Sikkha. But then that itself becomes a distraction for your free association. Counseling, let the Anusaya, Asava to come out. So you must have a critical letting go, let go. So people going to have letting go at the Sila Sikkha, the utter failure. They have letting go at the Samadhi Sikkha, utter failure. They must, then they can't let go. They have to just follow. Just for the Vitakka Vichara, something like. They have to just follow what the teacher is telling. But when you come up to the Sati Sampajanya, there is no teacher. You are the teacher. You have to do all the experimenting. Arya Pariyeshana, Noble Quest. And then let the mind to see that this world is not happy. That's why the Buddha says, at that time, go to the forest. Live in a solitude place. Sit under a tree. And in Anicca Sappaya Sutta, Buddha never mentioned these things till you go up to the Akinchanyayata. Akinchanyayata, beyond, he says, Aranyagatova, Rukkamulagatova, Sunyagaragatova. So therefore, it is not a must in the early practices. You can do as a multitasking person. And you can't claim that I am multitasking, I can't do meditation. No, no, no. That is completely wrong. You can do multitasking much better. Maharshi Sayadaw says, if you are going to become a monk, and you are definitely going to go hell. But as a lay person, if you develop it, and to understand why monks become a joker, then you can go. That does not indicate he is promoting layman-ship. But he says most of the people go to hell. But being a lay person, if you practice and come up to the Sati Sampajanya level, then you can really enjoy the monkhood. Living in a single kuti, taking one morning meals only, and sit sleeping on one single bed, no children, nothing, no attachment. But that cannot be the starting point. So that is very difficult to teach in a linear education. Present education is utterly paralyzing people, but not necessarily. Because from the beginning, I felt it. I don't know. Now only I can understand. I feel education as a joke. But still, I am educating. I am learning. And still, you can maintain your integrity. Because don't give value to the education. Educate and throw away. That people do not know, because educators are always promoting education with the motivation to get the prize, to pass the exam. So it's a hell. It's a hell. Yesterday, there was a campaign near Isurupaya. Parents are asking exam, grade 5. And they are protesting. We must have the fish of the Vibhaga. Children ask, oh, if it is not there, we can play. We can be with my father. But the mothers are going to Isurupaya, fighting. Abhita diyao, diyao, Vibhaga diyao. So they are fighting for the children, but the children, they are not happy. All the freedom fighters are like that. They are bloody fools. They have to mind their own business. But they think they are doing for ourselves. I myself say, don't do it. I have not made any claim. So therefore, don't try to serve my place. Keep that. I will serve. Don't come and play with me, because I am not a joker. I am not a slave. So that is the way present-day children, they are not much talkative, but more than early children, they are little, now they are advanced. They are talking about. So therefore, Hiri as a single subject is vast area, but it is applicable only the starting point, not at the end. At the end, you have to take it as a ladder. Once gone up, you have to throw it. But presently, people become moralists. That is to hide their own mistakes and to control others. I don't like it. That is what I am, my happiness in my monkhood. I don't try to control anyone. I am learning from that. That I have also done that. And someone, if he is going to control, I am not happy. So let him to play his whole playfulness or foolishness, no harm. So therefore, people consider I am not a moralist. No, I am learning it, but I am not going to put my judgment upon that. Animals are playing like hell, so why not human? So drug addiction and other womanizing, gambling, they are basic qualities. You can't run the society without that. Not I am promoting it. Don't fork fingers into that. Then you are asking so much of trouble. But don't do it yourself. Appreciating that the liberation. Let them have their own freedom to do it. So that is what vested interest about others' morality is the biggest crime in the human world. So don't try to show the morality and learn it from, but don't try to be a disciplinarian, be a moralist. It's a hell. It is like a crucifixion. I call it a crucifixion. So that is what I thought of sharing after the Osada.
Hey, my son, there's another coming from our side.
Avasarai Swaminathan, sir. The question... Avasarai Swaminathan, sir. Can you hear? Yeah. The question I was to ask, you already touched on it. The common... I think it's a misconception that lay person, it's difficult to practice those moral conduct. I mean, not the surface level. The area you already discussed at 5 aggregate levels. And then lay people think that the monk, especially forest monks, are really good at keeping those moral conduct, and they never those thoughts never come across or come about within the monks. But when we start practicing, I think it's only can be heard from Swaminathans like you. Otherwise, no monk openly declare it or openly talked about it. But through the discussion like this, it's quite obvious that it's regardless of either monk or layperson, it happens. And if you mindfully see that and not to try to suppress it is the way to overcome it. So, yeah, thank you very much for taking us very deep into that aspect of the morality.
I'm not
morality.
Agree with you. Marty Zados, you just see the first chapter. How much it is easier for the lay people, because they have not accepted all the moral precepts. So they have to take care of only 5. The monks are active in 1001 moral precepts. Each and every time when they are doing something, they slip into trap. So therefore, lay life is better. But presently, if you go to the hell, many are from the lay people. But they are not using it for the mindfulness, they are doing it for the playfulness. They are using it as just to be a playboy. But if you are using this as a mindfulness, I am a classic character from 80 to 88. I lived very, very active lay life in Green Farms. I was the chief executive, starting from the assistant production manager. I did my postgraduate and all the kind of thing, and no one knows. And that's the biggest evolution. And I can't see anything work any work on the earth that I cannot do. I am doing it now, but I am appear like a layperson. I myself still appear like a layperson. I have no harm because I am working with so much of lay people dating, and I know marriage is a very big issue in the life. But they are in hell. They are not talking. And they are asking lay people to the bachelors, please get married. So when I am about to become a monk, one secretly some came to know, and they came and counseling, telling, please Buddha, don't get ordained because you don't know the foreign, how much pleasure in the other countries and the marriage life. Then I was laughing at myself because that talking character is a failure. It's a professor in the Peradeniya Vishwavidyalaya, but she's talking like a mother. But I know how fool. But I was keen, how did she came to know that I am becoming a monk? So it's my failure. But Dr. Parakram Fernandez has mentioned. So they are discouraging. They are discouraging. In Singhala, I can say, in carnival, there is one for the cabin, and they are charging 10 cents to see Gonyelua. So only 10 cents. So people used to go there. But what they are doing is, when the people come in, they are not allowed to go back. They have to get permission. They say it's a Gonya. And just Elala Pennanava, Gonyelua. People think Gonyelua is a different context. So everyone is coming. No one is telling to the people they are doing a joke. Gonyelua. Budumasata. It's a Dharmaraja. I can't remember the way. There's an exhibition. You have to put 5 cents that time. And if you peep into the tunnel, you can see Budumasata. And there's a mirror there. You can see your face. Everyone is giving 5 cents. And they rub their hands in their backside and going. No one is telling. Marriage life is that. Monk's life is that. Becoming king is that. Becoming a teacher is that. Becoming a doctor is that. Becoming a civil servant is that. Becoming a station master is that. They are not talking. They are utterly in hell. Just like us. So therefore, just we have to tell what we are experiencing. I am a very senior, respected monk. But I am very happy. Mahatero. Very happy because no one can put my reins. I am not allowing anyone to do. They are not go. I am not ready to get moral shame and moral fear. They say, my moral shame and moral fear is enough. If you are get hurt, please let me know. I will apologize. But I have no rights to change your moral shame and moral fear. You have no rights. I have not given any permission to anyone to come and play with me. That does not indicate I am not happy with the dialogue. I am happy with the dialogue. And I find very easy to communicate with the Westerners. I find very easy to communicate with any profession. But I'm not assuming anything. That is the success in my monk's life. So I am not going to teach it. Because it's difficult to teach, but you can learn it. Mindfulness also the same. You can't teach it. But by giving it, broadcasting it, some can learn it. I don't know whether people expect mindfulness to be taught. No, it is impossible because you're already mindful. You're born mindful. So that is what I thought of sharing.
Much merit, Swaminhansa.
No more comments from our side, Swaminhansa.
Anyone to have some interview reports or any meditation experience relevant to the moral shame and the moral fear or not? I can invite.
Sri Bhante Kumar here. Bhante, yep. We have received one interview report. With your permission, I can present it.
Yes.
May I read it, Bhante?
Yes. I gave the permission.
Dear Ruvan Sarnai Bhante, sit in meditation. Firstly, sit comfortably and scan through the sitting posture. Started concentrating on the inner in and out breath at the end of the nostrils. Breaths are very shallow and calm, seeing the empty gap between breaths. Bodily pains are very less. Certain feelings and thoughts come and go. See desires, aversions and sadness in them, but good at not proliferating. When proliferations do take place, observing the repeating nature of the relevant thoughts is able to see that eventually they become weaker and weaker. After a while, lost interest in getting involved. After about 20 minutes, mind becomes empty of thoughts. The gap between breaths become more and more until there seems to be no breath. Mind becomes completely still. Meditation time, 45 minutes. Walking meditation. Started by lifting, moving and placing the feet on the tile floor. Feeling the sensations so when the sole gradually touches the floor and how sensations gradually disappear when lifting the sole. Able to easily concentrate on this simultaneous process. Certain times thoughts comes and go. Is able to observe the desire, anger in them without getting involved. Not bothered if the mind is on the feet or on thoughts. After about 30 minutes, mind becomes free of thoughts. Walking happens very automatically. Meditation time is about 1 hour. Daily activities. Currently experiencing certain days with a high flow of thoughts, but mind is not bothered and does not get involved. When a certain thought does repeat and cause proliferation, mind automatically rewinds and observes the scattered string of thoughts which helps to break down proliferation. Mindfully able to observe desires, aversions in these thoughts. Whether it's desire or anger, more the thought repeats, the more it gets weaker and eventually fades away. Some thoughts starts with the desire and change phases into anger, then into annoyance, jealousy or frustration, etc. Able to observe the flux in the many changing phases of the passing thoughts. There is no order at all. Understanding the desire to control and create order in the flux causes disappointment and suffering. Going with the flow helps to stay mindfully, peaceful during day-to-day activities. Query, Pante, recently during daily life, certain thoughts that repeats often are naturally and mindfully picked up within brackets, no proliferations, and automatically goes through a rewinding process like in a movie, where the mind observes the history of this particular thought and realizes how this way of thinking has been a habit since childhood and is able to connect to certain childhood experiences. Then by mindfully understanding the arising and passing of these string of thoughts, mind realizes how earlier it was delusionally blind towards the actual nature of these thoughts, which helps to current thoughts to lose its intensity very easily. This process happens very naturally. Is it okay to let this continue? Kind advice, much merits to you, Bhante. That's the end of the report, Bhante.
Yeah, so when you are meditating, if you know you are with hate, it is not hate. When you have in a meditation, mindfully, if you know you are in a desire, it is not a desire. If you are in a mental proliferation, prapancha, it is no more prapancha because you know it. Knowing is the greatest neutralizer. So therefore, as far as you know prapancha, as far as you know raga dosa, they can't proliferate. So therefore, knowing and keeping that without suppressing or promoting is called asceticism, is called the energy, is called that monkhood. So therefore, let them come and don't try to mingle with it and just see what their performance. Their performance are completely paralyzed. Because you know it. all the mistakes, the best thing is knowing. So presently we are hiding it because of moral shame and the moral fear. So therefore, without hiding, dealing with it, face to face with it, choiceless to be aware. Yakha enakota yakha ge nama kila katha karanawa. Then it is no more yakha. If you know the particular devil, it is no more a devil. You see, you are also devil. So therefore, facing, you have done it in the report. But still you try to consider the mindful hatred, mindful desire. No. Please change the name. They are phenomena. Mindful phenomena with the hate or desire, no more. And in between also, no more. And the prapancha is no more because it is under the light of mindfulness. So as far as you are under the light of mindfulness, you are superhuman. Everything happens, but they are not inflicting. Learn the term inflicting because you know it. So that is why I call that all the another kyanet. Kunu, any debris at the kitchen, at the garden, or anything, if you open to the sun, it make a best compost. It takes 3 weeks. At present, there are methods how to make it very 2 weeks time, 10 days time. That's the way you are stirring much. So therefore, all the dirty things recycle and go into the best manure. It is never creating any pollution, no poison, and that is the best. So you are making out of your thrown away things. So therefore, all the defilement under the light of mindfulness, no more becoming defilement. They call knowledge. You know how the raga is behaving. How you know how the dosa is behaving. You know how the prapancha is behaving. So that is what you become superhuman. Whenever possible, you try it, but don't try. Don't think that you can do it ever, throughout. No. Just a small windows. But I am appreciating your report indicates you have enough such a window. Let that happen, but don't underestimate it. This is not taught by your teacher. This is not by taught your parents. This is not taught to you by the spiritual leaders. That you learn. That's your learning technique, your learning skill. So try your best to teach it to someone, you will find how profound it is. Very difficult. People always expecting teaching, not learning, because they are slaves. Then they are got caught up with the moral shame and the moral fear. But if you are learning skill, is not limited by the moral shame and the moral fear. Good. Almost 9:45.
Hey, my Swaminas, I think we have to wrap up the session, and I cordially invite Venerable Dhammo Sadhu to conduct the sharing of merits. And again, thank you very much, Swaminhanse, to continue the whole session and participation from the morning. And now we'll end up the session, and Osada will do the sharing of merits.
Vasarai.
Good.
May our relatives and all beings share in the merits produced by today's teaching. May all celestial beings share in the merit produced by today's teaching, and may they protect the Dhamma exposition and dispensation of the Buddha for a long time. May the seeds of the Buddha's teaching that have been planted in our hearts grow, producing path, fruition, and Nibbana. I invite you to join in the recitation of the traditional Pali verses for sharing merits.